All right, we're talking with Phil Britton and talking about a new entity called Orion, which is an acronym. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
So Outdoor Recreation Innovation, let's talk a little about this. It's quite a list of a diverse, I mean, you've got Chambers of Commerce, you've got NMU folks on there, yourself, private sector, Deputy Director of the DNR, so tell me about this committee and what its purpose is, Ben.
Yeah, so Orion stands for the Outdoor Recreation Innovation Action Network, which I know is a mouthful, but it's essentially a public-private collaboration, all looking at the outdoor recreation industry here in the central UP.
And tell us about your background. What's your expertise that you're going to, you feel, bring to this group?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm just the facilitator of this group. This project is funded through a grant through the EDA, and so I'm part of kind of the first phase of the whole project was hiring somebody or bringing on a consultant to facilitate the network or facilitate the steering committee of the network. So that's my role in it. And there's been the next phase of it is we just released another RFP for the creation of the outdoor recreation industry growth strategy, which we can talk about more as we go.
Yeah, so kind of give me an overview of what this group is going to do. Again, I talked about how it is such a diverse group of people across every corner of the UP. What's the purpose? What are you trying to accomplish here?
A few different things. So we wanted to bring together a bunch of different perspectives because, you know, up here, outdoor recreation touches all of our lives in different ways. People who have a lot of different perspectives, people who have different perspectives on it from an industry standpoint. You know, we often think about outdoor recreation as like an activity, but outdoor recreation is actually, you know, it's a full industry. Here in Michigan, it's an over $12 billion industry and employs over 120,000 people. So we wanted to look at, you know, what does that actually entail here in the central UP? And when I'm talking about central UP, I'm meaning Berrigan, Marquette, Alger, Dickinson, Schoolcraft, and Delta counties. So this group is going to act as the steering committee for that growth strategy. You know, and part of it is just bringing the people in together into the same room to, you know, build communication channels, pull people out of silos. You know, like you said, we have people, public and private people, from different municipalities. We have NMU, we have economic development agencies, we have business owners, we have folks who specialize in environmental sustainability and water quality, all these people coming together to the table. And so one of the things we're going to be doing through that growth strategy is overseeing that process and the development of the strategy, which another partner is going to be putting together. Some of the deliverables of that growth strategy are things like understanding what the economic impact of the outdoor recreation industry is in this area in the central UP. You know, we know what it is statewide. We don't have great data on what it is here locally. You know, we feel it certainly. If you look at it, just last weekend, we had the Trails Fest, right? They had the record turnout this year, I think over 1,000 participants or something like that. So every event, every race, you know, we're definitely feeling it locally in terms of hotel and Airbnb bookings and, you know, restaurant wait times, all that kind of stuff. But what is it actually in dollar terms? And what then could it be? What could, predicting that into the future, what could that look like? And what are some of the metrics to pay attention to? What are different national trends? How have other communities been successful? All of that kind of stuff.
So a $400,000 project, much of which funded by a grant, which you'll be working toward next spring for the implementation of some of this. So what is that money going to be used for? And what is the plan for next spring?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so some of the funds are going towards the facilitation of Orion. Some of the funds are going towards the development of that outdoor recreation growth strategy. And there's another component, kind of another phase of this a little bit further on, is a feasibility study all around electrified trails. So some of the funds are going to be directed that way. And so all of these, with all of these different things, the results of which are going to be presented at their first annual Outdoor Recreation Industry Summit, which we're tentatively planning for Q2 of next year. So all of this is going to then become great resources to help align a lot of different projects that are happening all throughout the region that everyone can operate from.
Okay, anything else you'd like to mention that I haven't already brought up before we close this interview, Phil?
Well, like I said, you know, we just released the RFP for that Outdoor Recreation Industry Growth Strategy. That's live right now. If you go to innovatemarquette.org/Orion, O-R-I-A-N, unlike the constellation, that is currently live on that site, and also more information about Orion. Proposals for that are due July 12th and will be awarded on July 19th or thereabouts. Spread the word.
So that really is the first step, isn't it?
Well, the first step was pulling the committee together. Now that we have that step in place, now we're ready to move forward.